Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, 2013, and we are approaching today the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. So today we begin our discussion of the Fed, its mission, its policies, and its future as defined by its new leadership. As most of you know, the Federal Reserve, or the Fed for short, was authorized by the Federal Reserve Act passed by Congress in the early morning hours of Christmas Eve, 1913. So it's been in control of the U.S. economy now for 100 years. Its mission is twofold. One, to promote full employment, and two, to protect the value of the dollar. I would suggest to you that it has been a failure in both halves of that mission. As evidence, let's look first at its role as protector of the value of the dollar. We often hear, and it's easily demonstrable, that the dollar has lost 98% of its value since the Fed has been in control of the U.S. economy. But what does that mean? It means that if you had put the price of 1 ounce of gold aside on Christmas Eve, 1913, that would have been about $18.92. And today, that currency would buy less than 1 cent's worth of merchandise it would have bought in 1913, less than 1 cent. But what if you had, instead of the currency, you had set aside an actual 1 ounce gold coin? That coin today would buy about $1,250 worth of merchandise. That is an obvious testament to the Fed's destruction of the value of the dollar, 98% of its value in the Fed's existence. The Fed's role of ensuring full employment is also an obvious failure. The only way the government keeps the percentage of unemployed at 7% is to constantly change and manipulate the numbers by which unemployment is calculated, taking millions of people off the unemployment rolls because they are, quote, discouraged. The other way is to hire millions of people for the federal government using money created by the Federal Reserve to do it. There is one other way that the Fed has failed the American economy. The Fed's policies have had a positive effect on only a tiny percentage of families, while the vast majority of families have actually had declining incomes in real terms, terms adjusted for inflation. Over the last few decades, this situation goes on. It has gone on for many, many years. The Fed's money printing has raised the price of things important to American families, things like energy, food, education, transportation, healthcare, etc. But don't worry, food and energy have been taken off the inflation indicator list, so they are not a problem for us, are they? Education is outrageously expensive, but don't worry, the government will guarantee loans at high interest rates with taxpayer money, which the taxpayers can then pay back over the rest of their lifetimes for their education. Healthcare is obviously not a problem, is it? Because we have Obamacare. You can see how the Federal Reserve and the federal government work together as one to the detriment of the American people. For years, I have criticized the Fed as being a cartel of private bankers in charge of the American economy. Now it seems the federal government has joined the cartel. They seem to be one and the same. What should we do? End the Fed. End central banking. End fractional reserve banking. Return to a classical gold standard. That is my solution. We'll talk about who will be running our economy in 2014 and beyond in our next podcast. Until then, folks, this is Daryl Castle, Wednesday, December 18th, 2013. Thanks for listening.